for items not on the agenda, is there anything, Director, do you have anything for us?
Chair, yes, I do have one item to raise, and that is the possibility of one more meeting, perhaps on Friday, December 18, to consider review and approve the minutes up to and including for this meeting. So there's been a bit of a delay there, and no fault of anyone's. It was just switching to recording these meetings and then now having transcripts of them. So what we would do is provide you with a transcript of the meetings for which you have not yet approved the minutes. You could review the transcripts, hopefully approve the minutes, and then we will continue to post the recorded meeting on the website within days of the meeting. So that's a bit of a change in the process of how we've done it before. Shauna Yeoman's duty has said she can get those minutes done and ready for your approval by Friday, December 18th, if that date would work for you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The question I would have is, when are we going to get the meeting minutes? We're about 18 meetings behind. So that's going to be approximately, I'm going to guess, 1,000 pages or more that we're going to have to read and try to remember. So I'm going to need a couple of days before that to get through those. If Shauna cannot get them done by the 18th, then I think we're going to have to pick a, or cannot get them done by the 15th so that we can get them, we may have to pick a later date.
And as a practical matter, I'm constrained on the 18th. I have some time early in the morning, but I'm in depositions the rest of the day. I do have better opportunity and availability on the 21st and 22nd and 23rd.
Those dates all work for me.
Man, I'm getting a thumbs up from Quentin. Why don't we put something together on the 22nd?
What time?
Is this nine? What would you prefer, Rich? You want to start a little earlier so it doesn't cut into your day? I mean, we could do 8 a.m., 8:30.
Not 9 works for me. I can go out and do some stuff and then come back in.
Okay, let's stick with 9 then. Because it may take a little bit of time, but it certainly won't be an all-day meeting with any luck.
So if I hear you correctly, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, the proposal is then a commission meeting December 22, Tuesday, December 22. Is that correct? At 9 o'clock?
Yeah, with the hope that maybe we could get those minutes by the 18th.
Yep.
Or sometime even sooner, but no later than the 18th.
Sounds good.
Thank you all for your patience and tolerance.
Oh, you're welcome. We understand. Okay, so this is the point in the meeting where any public comment on items that were not on the agenda, again, it's items that are not on the agenda. I see that we've got Dan Vermillion.
Yeah, hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, sure can, Dan.
Yeah, Commissioners, this is Dan Vermillion down in Livingston again. And, I'd always hoped to do this in person. Excuse me, but I'm going to get emotional. But I just wanted to. Say thank you to you guys for all your work. Especially you, Shane, over the last several years, thank you to the department, and I think today's work and your guys' efforts show just how important the role of the commission is, and having good people on the commission to just give up so much time on behalf of these resources that we all care about. And to Shane and Rich and Tim, and I hope, it was a pleasure to serve with all of you, Pat. I'm so happy that you are standing there in Region 3 and District 2. And Andrew, I hope that you continue to serve on our behalf as well. So you guys have done a great job today. And Shane, I can only say that I think it's exceptionally appropriate that today on your last day of commission meetings, you were able to approve two conservation easements there in Fergus County, which is a place you know that you love. It's a wonderful part of the world, and I just want to thank all of you and for all your efforts and all your services, and of course to the department. Thank you to Martha and Mike and so many others that work every day just to make this a better state. And I just want to thank you and let you know that there are a lot of Montanans who really appreciate your work. So thank you, and hope you guys all have great holidays. All the best.
Thank you, Dan. I don't even know that I can respond to that as well, but as I said before, serving with you as my best friend for all those years is one of the happiest parts of my life. And we owe Dan all a debt of gratitude for his commitment. Martha speaking about ours, but I don't know anybody who ever worked harder as a commissioner than Dan and to serve in the chairman role and be so engaged. So thank you for those kind words. It's high praise. Further discussion, any items not on the agenda?
Yeah, commissioners, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, you thought you got rid of me. This is Nick Jivak with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I forgot after a day of testifying to welcome Commissioner McKean to the commission. I think he's going to be a great addition. And then lastly, I want to thank those of you for whom this is your last commission meeting. Of course, I wanted to thank you too. And, I talked to Commissioner Brower after he left, which obviously he left for personal professional reasons and a career opportunity. But every commissioner I know said to do it right, it's 25, 30, sometimes 35 hours a week. But I asked him if he liked it, and he said, no, I loved it. And, you know, those of us who knew Commissioner Brower know he had two little kids running around and a school superintendent. But I think that reflects all of you and your commitment to our fish and wildlife resources. So thanks for everything you've done. For those of you who are, this will be your last meeting, and I know we'll see you all down the road. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you, Nick, and thanks to the Wildlife Federation. I don't know where we'd be without you and them, providing support and often clarity that we need. So thank you. 945 is in the queue. Nine, four, five, if you unmute, I think we could hear you. There's a bit of a delay often. There we go.
Hello.
Yeah, we got you now.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Chairman Colton, commissioners, Director Williams, thanks for the opportunity to speak. This is Mark Cook with Wolf of the Rockies. I'd like to just take a couple of moments of your time to welcome the new commissioner, Mr. McKean, or Commissioner McKean. I'm really kind of blown away. Dan kind of grabs the moment for me. With a new administration coming soon, I see dark days for wildlife. And I'd like to thank all the commissioners for not only being a voice for common sense, but a voice for respect. Chairman Colton, Vice Chair Stuker, Commissioner Aldrich, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Montana thanks you. The wildlife thanks you. The non-consumptive community thanks you. You will be sadly missed. I retired recently, so I'll be looking forward to visiting all of you next year. Now, Director Williams, I expect that your time with FWP is winding down, and I wish you all good things. And I want to thank you for breaking the mold of the all-male leadership agency role. I think it's wonderful that a woman, a lady, is at the helm for a while. You did a great job. We had our differences. In closing, I just wish you all the best Have a happy, safe holiday to all your loved ones. And like Nick Chivok said, we'll see you down the road.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for your consistent efforts on, and your amazing advocate for the non-consumptive, which is a very, very important component that you gave a voice to. And thank you for that. Thank you for your kind words. Now, further comment, 326.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, this is Thomas Baumeister again, and I too can get very emotional about this. I just wanted to, from the bottom of my heart, say thank you. You've done proud by Montana. You've done an exemplary job of representing the interest of the average hunter and angler in Montana. History will judge you, and I'm certain it will judge you favorably. So with that, I say thank you, wonderful job, and yes, see you down the road. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baumeister, and thank you to BHA. I know you guys will stay engaged and keep your powder dry and your blade sharp as we move forward. Further public comment. Items not on the agenda today.
Chair Colton, members of the commission, it looks like that's it. I did see Logan Brower on for a second, but I'm thinking maybe he had some problems because he's no longer on there. So, but I think that's it.
Seeing no further comment, anything for the good of the order from the commission?
Shane, I just got a comment on the shadow on your wall behind you. That looks like an awful big rack somewhere. Either that or you got an awful big light behind the narrow one.
No, it's an illusion that I've created.
See what happens
every time I touch my camera, it goes off. It's all magnified, it's just projected.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, well, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
No move.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Everyone have a good holiday and stay safe. Yep.
See you down the road.
See you down the road. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Martha. Well done.
Pat, I'll talk to you another day.